first advantage is a handoff for Novell, Hossback hands to the handoff, and you stop by Ryan Horsky Revy, which is a line of scrimmage for no gain. Second down, 10 yards to go, 7:35 remaining.
And nothing happened there. Run right through the middle. Nothing going on. Ryan Horsky makes a nice stop. And that's 9 tackles for him on the night.
Second down, 10 yards to go. They send two lines to the left. Two lines to the right. Hossback in the shotgun. Keeping for himself. Pass the line of scrimmage. Diving forward to the 33-yard line. And brought down by number 25, Chase Blackburn. That's a third down, 7 yards to go for Novell.
Chase Blackmer, 6'4", 170-pound junior for the Hatchets, getting in on the action, his first tackle of the evening.
Clock continues to wind down in the fourth quarter, nearly halfway through the fourth, 6:50 remains in regulation. Novell, 34, BetX, nothing. Two on his way. Hossback in the shotgun for Novell. And he's going to keep it for himself, trying to run it in the triple option. Zadak swarms the ball for a loss of a yard. Leading the charge is number 67, Nick Schimler, 6'2", 225-pound junior. Fourth down, 8 yards to go for the Panthers.
Another underclassman for the Hatchets getting in on the action with his first tackle. It looks like Novell's going to run the clock down and run the ball probably one more time.
6:05 left in the fourth. Benek's only dressing 18 players tonight versus Novell. Too many to fit the sit down. Fourth down, 7 yards to go, two wide each way. Hossback and the Panthers going for it. Has number 22 to his left, I do believe that is 30. Everybody keeps it for himself. Now reversing field, trying to find something. He's getting close to the first marker on the second effort, all the way down to the 26-yard line. Looks like he might be shy by a yard. And this will be a turnover of downs. Stops by number 23, Bailey Ivan. And it is indeed a turnover of downs, and Bennett gets the ball back with 5:36 left in regulation.
Wow, Pete Hossback has nowhere to go on that play. It's just a heck of an individual effort to reverse fields maybe twice and turn it upfield and get almost all the yards he needed for the first down. But Bennett's able to manage and hold him down, and a turnover of downs now for the Panthers.
First and 10 for the Hatchets. Two lines raised from formation. Clark Brady, in at quarterback, Ryan Lusky to his left. Starting this drive at the 27-yard line. And it's a handoff around the left end. That'll be, I do believe that's Ryan Lehner on the carry. He'll pass the first down marker all the way out to the 40-yard line. That is enough to move the chains. Brought down by number 8. First and 10 for the Hatchets on the 40-yard line.
Ryan Lehner playing in the slot on the right-hand side at wide receiver. He comes in motion and takes a quick handoff from Clark Brady and turns it upfield, showing some wheels.
First and 10 for the Hatchets, right to left across the radio at their own 40-yard line. Screen pass to the left, and number 23, maybe I think he cannot bring that one. And hit in the hands, so it falls incomplete. And then, play, second down, 10 to go.
Nothing works in there. The ball in the hands is going right through him, and you're right on the helmet, Clark.
You're just falling tonight, baby. Second down, 10 to go from the 40. You know, they redo lots of preparation. Honestly, we go in every game. Get in the half. Sorry, technology failed us. It was just a slap in the face. That's like having the ball hit us in the helmet.
Yes, absolutely. It still feels the same way.
Clark Brady makes a pass going across his body to the near sideline to Ryan Lusky. He brings it in the 38-yard line and up for the first down. Still in the speed of the Novell 40-yard line and pushing forward all the way down to the 37-yard line. A 23-yard catch and run, enough for a first down to get into the Novell side of the field with 1:53 left in the fourth quarter.
And Nice move there. Clark Brody fakes the play action, and he turns, and he's got his route already picked out. Ryan Hawski on the wheel route, the running back leading the backfield, coming towards his sideline, and turns upfield. And Clark Brody throws it up in the air and trusts in one-on-one coverage that his man will catch the ball. The defender of Novell had his back to the ball. Ryan Hawski adjusts, makes the catch, and breaks the tackle, and for a big game, one of the bigger games for Bad Axe this evening.
4:40 left in the fourth quarter, 3-4-0, Novell over Bad Axe. Bad Axe starting to move the ball. Clark Brady in the shotgun keeps it for himself to the line of scrimmage across the 35 and dives forward to the 33-yard line. Brought down by Peter Snyder, defensive end, listed on the roster for Novell. Now, I would have to say that was a 6-yard gain, maybe 5 yards, second down, 5 to go.
And Clark Brady running the read option with Ryan Hawski, noticing there was nothing to the right where Hawski would have ran. Brady quickly pulls the ball back and hits the left side of the field and turns it upfield for a 6-yard gain. And again, a nice start on first down.
Two out each way. Brady in instruction has Hawski to his left. Second down, 5 to go. Wainer in motion, now back to pass in the pocket. As Hawski overthrows him, has to elevate 13, bringing him to the near sideline. Falls incomplete, third down, 5 to go. Line of scrimmage was at the 33-yard line. First down marker is at the 28.
Yeah, a couple plays ago, Ryan Wainer had a big game when he come in motion. This time, the defense bit on the play action. They faked the handoff to Wainer. Clark Brady with a little bit of time for Wallace to throw the football, delivers a good strike, but a little high and out of the reach of an open receiver, Hawski.
3:48 left in regulation. So a 34-0 ball game. Bad Axe on offense, moving the ball deeper into the Bell territory. Clark Brady hands off to Ryan Hawski. Has room to run. He has the first down. Down to the 20-yard line. And then some down to the 16-yard line before he's brought down by number 82, Colin Hendricks on the stop. And Bad Axe is inside the red zone.
Nice run there, but Ryan Hawski finally finds a little breathing room, gets through the defensive line with a head of steam, and gets into the defensive backfield where Hendricks, the defensive back, makes the tackle.
First and 10 for the Hatchets at the 15-yard line. Two wide each way, and we have a false start called against Bad Axe.
Pretty easy one there, Clark. The offensive line shifted well before the ball was snapped. Easy call here for the striped shirts.
So as they figure out exactly what's going to happen, this will be 5 yards walking off. It's pretty cut and dry on this one.
Yes, I would think so.
First and 15 now.
If you're considering either new or additional grain storage facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your top source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Whether you need a minor repair or a new grain storage and handling facility, including site design, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MC and Nico grain dryers. DS Services have been building and maintaining farm and commercial grain storage and handling facilities for more than 3 decades. So they keep a large parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and more. Visit DSServicesInc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Add more profit to your operation by calling DS Services today. 989-872-3318.